Good morning, everybody. Well, the severe weather threat is at zero right now. The front's going by. We still have some leftover rain, but that's now moving out. In fact, just west of Cleveland, Lorain, Sandusky, down near Norwalk and Bucyrus, the rain has ended. And so that trend will continue throughout the morning with rain slowly ending. And eventually, I think we'll start to break out into a little bit of sunshine. So a much quieter day today. Temperatures will be dropping through the lower 50s behind the front, but it will be a slow drop. But still, comfortably cool. I mean, 50, 52 isn't that bad. Tomorrow, Thursday, some really heavy fog in the morning. The ground is saturated. We've had almost 2 inches of rain since the rain started yesterday, so be careful of that. Partly sunny Thursday, high of around 52. Rain redevelops Friday into Saturday. Another heavy rain event potentially. Highs will go back up into the 60s both days. Now, that front might get hung up on Sunday, Easter Sunday, so we'll keep those rain chances going at about 40%. Hopefully a break Monday, slight break, and then we just repeat the process of these very strong weather systems coming in from the southwest. And each time a weather system comes in, temperatures have a tendency to climb, and we might make it well into the 70s the middle of next week. That also means rain and some thunder late Tuesday into Wednesday. And I think this pattern of getting these strong weather systems of rain and severe weather will continue through the month into the beginning of May, something we definitely don't want to see. But overall today, things are starting to dry out. Updates, follow me on Twitter right here at Scott Sable, right here on Twitter at Scott Sable, Facebook updates too, and updates, of course, on the website. Also, if you're wondering why all the tornadoes this past weekend, you can check out the reason. Go to Scott's World of Weather, and I'll put the link here on Twitter and Facebook. Have a great day.